From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Joshua Solomon reports for the Times Union that with an outbreak of anti-Semitic and Islamophobic incidents in New York and across the country, Hochul said on November 13th, and I quote, "We've not seen this level of hate crimes and fear since September 12, 2001, end quote. So Hochul has added $2.5 million for about 10 state police investigators to work with an FBI joint terrorism task force. Hochul said of the recent rise in hate incidents towards Jewish and Muslim residents of the state, and I quote, "It's painful to see the cruelty with which New Yorkers are treating each other," end quote. While some recent hate crimes have been fueled by recent news events, New York's Division of Criminal Justice Services reported about 1,000 hate crimes in New York last year. Of 419 reported anti-religion hate crimes, nearly all were against people who were Jewish. Previously, Hochul got former State Court of Appeals Chief Justice Jonathan Lippmann to study anti-Semitism at CUNY schools and issue a report later this year. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that once again the U.S. Coast Guard has floated a plan to allow barges to drop anchor up and down the Hudson River between New York City and Albany, and once again public opposition has scuttled the proposal. Representative Pat Ryan said on November 13th, and I quote, "We won this initial victory because our community stood up and fought together. But unfortunately, we know this success is temporary. Now is the time for all of us to double down on our commitment to stop big corporations from turning our Hudson River into a parking lot for dangerous barges," end quote. Since 2010, there have been several proposals to anchor large vessels on the Hudson River between Kingston and Yonkers, and each time the plans were stopped by public opposition. Ulster County Executive Jen Metzger said, and I quote, "Today's news shows that we have the power to protect our communities if we stand up with one voice to protect our Hudson River. The Coast Guard has done the right thing by pausing their planned policy to park dangerous barges in the Hudson River, but we must continue to support Congressman Ryan and our federal representatives to ensure this disastrous policy is never enacted," end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Kate Lisa reports for New York State of Politics that the company getting $4 million to study the state's coronavirus pandemic response needs more time. The Olson Group was supposed to release their findings in January, but say they need more time. Governor Kathy Hochul said, and I quote, "I'm frustrated at the pace that's taking so long for the COVID report to come out. I'm anxious for the results. I requested this. I want to know what they are and get them out to the public. And it's important," end quote. Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Services spokesperson Colin Brennan said in a statement, and I quote, "Commissioner Jackie Bray has been formally briefed 3 times by the Olson Group on progress and receives weekly updates from the DHSES project team," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.